My name is Sue Thurman. I work as a registered intermediary as part of the Witness Intermediary Scheme. I previously worked as an NHS speech and language therapist for nearly 30 years with children and adults with communication difficulties. My role now as an intermediary is to ensure that vulnerable witnesses are able to communicate their best evidence. And this often involves problem solving and creative solutions, including challenging some of the ways that witnesses have typically been expected to give evidence at court. I can be involved during the investigation of an allegation when I assist the police to carry out a visually recorded interview according to the Achieving Best Evidence or ABE guidance. At this stage, and also later when I'm involved at trial, I act as an impartial agent of the court. I'm not part of the prosecution team. I'm there simply to facilitate effective communication. In addition, I sometimes accept cases from the courts or defence solicitors where a vulnerable defendant is thought to require an intermediary. This is not as part of the registered scheme, but the same impartiality applies. When I act in this way, I'm also not part of the defence team. Every intermediary has their own professional background and expertise in relation to people with communication difficulties. And my specialty is with people with learning disabilities and autistic spectrum conditions, and in particular, those who communicate in ways other than speech, so who sign, use symbol systems or various communication aids. Other intermediaries will have a different skill base, so they may work with very young children or perhaps older adults with mental health needs. Although we're not expert witnesses, it's part of our code of ethics that we only accept cases for whom we have the relevant skills. And that's why it's so important that whether for a witness or a defendant, a matching process takes place so that an appropriate intermediary is engaged for each individual. Assessment's also an important part of our role and one of the reasons why a referral for an intermediary should be made as early as possible. And the communication assessments we carry out are functional for the purposes of court. We're looking in our assessments to identify what communication barriers will need to be overcome to achieve best evidence for this particular witness. Our reports don't provide evidence for the case, but rather they provide guidance and recommendations for all parties to ensure that the best communication takes place with the witness. Of course, the Advocate's Gateway contains some useful toolkits with general principles about questioning vulnerable witnesses. But the added value that a registered intermediary report can offer is that it's personalised to the specific and unique circumstances of each witness. In many of the trials that I've assisted, it's been the unseen preparation beforehand that helps the advocates and the witness the most. And anything I do at that pre-trial stage is based on assessment of the witness's personal abilities and needs. That might include, for example, using simplified, tailored pictorial information suitable for that particular individual and trial. And that might seem a minor thing, but can make an enormous difference, particularly for children or people with learning disability or autism who need to see information as well as hear it in order to understand and retain it. I may also make recommendations about the way that special measures such as the use of screens or a live link will help or hinder the witness to communicate their evidence. Aside from communication guidance on questions to be asked to the witness, there are also many practical issues to discuss at ground rules, such as timetabling, where the witness and advocate should be during the cross-examination. For example, in several cases, communication recently has been greatly improved by the advocate being in the live link room asking the witness questions face to face rather than across the live link. Agreeing the way in which the intermediary will intervene if necessary. Strategies to help keep the witness calm and attentive, such as the many various fiddle toys that we might have in our bags to help them concentrate and focus, if that's relevant for them. Any helpful aids for communication, such as body maps, figures, or topic cards, to prevent confusion when they're being questioned about multiple events. And prompt cards to remind the witness that they should indicate if they're unable to answer and why. Perhaps they've forgotten, they don't understand, or maybe they need a break. Writing questions out in advance is recommended by many advocacy trainers. It can be difficult for advocates to formulate developmentally appropriate questions on their feet. And there are some cases where advocates may not be able to put their cases they might ordinarily prefer. The communication advice that an intermediary gives to the court and to the advocates is not intended to prevent cross-examination. Instead, it makes recommendations about ways in which questions can be posed most effectively and appropriately so that the witness can understand and give their most complete, coherent and accurate evidence. In Lubemba, Lady Justice Hallett stated, "It's an entirely reasonable step for a judge at a grand jury's hearing to invite defence advocates to reduce their questions to writing in advance." In a recent development, intermediaries have been asked to review questions ahead of time, especially in the Section 28 pilot involving pre-recorded cross-examination. This is becoming a very useful part of the assistance that intermediaries can offer due to their specific skills in language and communication. Intermediaries are very aware of the great value of preparing questions in advance of examining witness evidence. We can assist advocates with the challenging task of wording developmentally appropriate questions. We are impartial. We understand the rules of court and we won't share draft questions with the other side or the witness. But in order to provide maximum assistance, we need to see the written questions on which we're asked to comment. Not on the legal content, we can't comment on that, but on the structural and linguistic form that the questions are worded. So it's not enough, as happened to me recently, to be handed a sheet on the morning of trial simply containing the topics to be covered with no indication of the proposed wording. The intermediary can assist both prosecution and defence if the questions are written out in the words that the advocate plans to use. We can then make specific recommendations, including the wording of questions, the style of delivery, or the grouping of questions into logical topics in order to maximise effective communication. The suggestions that we make about questions don't constitute a pre-approved list of questions. There may still be the need to intervene during questioning, as this is a dynamic process and further communication concerns may arise. But in my experience, being able to review questions before the trial reduces the need to intervene considerably. And that's of benefit to advocates, the witness, and the smooth running of cross-examination. The objective of the intermediary is simple: to ensure that the witness understands the questions they're asked and that their answers are understood in order that their best evidence can be given. Our presence as the witness gives their evidence alongside them in court allows us to monitor and intervene to alert the court to any breakdown in communication and hopefully prevent that breakdown in the first place. This is most successful where the intermediary, judge and advocates on both sides work together to prepare how the witness should be questioned and each acknowledge and contribute their own area of skill and knowledge, which in the case of the intermediary is communication.